This is the True For You podcast, a place where we show up for ourselves fully. I'm your host, Renee Couples. Becoming a yoga teacher helped set me free from trying to always have everything figured out and surrender to what is again and again. If you're looking for inspiration and direction in your life, look to yourself and what you love. I am here to serve as a mirror to remind you of how amazing you truly are. Let's begin. Welcome. It's your host, Renee Couples. Today's episode is a mini meditation on easy sitting position, which is Sukhasana. Sukha means easy. Asana is pose. But this pose can be anything but easy for some because you're appearing to just be sitting cross-legged, crisscross applesauce. But it can be difficult for some to sit in this position if your hips are tight or you have any mobility issues with your hips or your knees. It can be difficult to sit this way. One way to make it easier is to sit with a support underneath the seat. So if you elevate the hips using a bolster or a block or a pillow or a cushion or a blanket or a pile of blankets, you can elevate the seat so that you're sitting with the edge of your seat up against whatever's supporting you beneath you, and then your knees can relax a little bit, maybe even fall a little bit lower than your hips. And this takes the pressure off of your hip flexors where your thighs and hips meet and can allow you to sit up tall a little bit easier. This posture aligns the spine as well, and it's often the meditative posture that you can notice people sitting in. Yoga is actually preparation. All the asanas and poses and stretches that you can do in yoga are to prepare you to sit in stillness. And it's okay if you've never meditated before. You don't have to sit in easy sitting position to meditate on it. You can sit in a chair. You can lie down. And if you're driving, you're already in an easy sitting position. Just don't close your eyes. But if you'd like to and have that available to you, you can close your eyes. And we'll begin by bringing our awareness to our breath, noticing how it's moving in the body today. Sometimes just by becoming aware of the breath, it begins to slow down. Ground into the base of the seat, ease through the legs and the hips. Feel the surface beneath you supporting you, holding you up. If you'd like, you can allow the breath to travel up and down the spine. Feel the posture align, easing through the chest and the shoulders, relaxing the arms, relaxing the face, and just finding a moment, even if it's just a glimmer, of peace for just being with yourself, for taking this moment for you. What activities or kinds of things do you find easy? Do you find a sense of ease in completing? Maybe it's sleep or rest. Maybe it's a certain type of movement or activity. Maybe it's the flow of something you love or of music that you love or art. What brings you a sense of ease? What types of people? Maybe it's being in nature, being with loved ones, being in community. Allow that sense of ease to wash over you. If you'd like, you can visualize yourself like a lotus flower. The petals of the lotus can be your arms and your legs. And when the lotus flower opens, it's open to receiving whatever is meant for you in this lifetime. Allow yourself to bloom. There are times to be open, and then there are times to retreat, to restore, to resource, whatever it is you might be needing. Allow yourself to lean in to the possibility of what is and what has yet to be. When you're ready, allow your awareness to come back to the body in this present moment, back to the breath. Bring some gentle movement back into the body. And when you're ready, draw your hands, palms together at your heart center. And just take a moment to honor yourself. Namaste. If anything came up for you during your meditation and you want to jot it down, feel free to pause the podcast here and take a moment to do that. I also did a mini meditation on Tadasana or mountain pose, where it can appear you're just standing up tall. And Tadasana and Sukhasana are two of my favorite quote-unquote easy yoga poses, where it could just appear that you're standing up tall or sitting up tall. But there's so much more to be explored, especially in such a simple posture. It can be different for everyone experiencing it, and it can be different at different times. So just notice and witness all of it as a practice, sitting in stillness and meditating, physically moving your body, just moving through your day-to-day and living life is in and of itself a practice. But also there's the practice of being aware, of noticing how you're feeling, noticing how you're breathing. In tense moments, often our breath quickens and is a signal that we're under stress. So just becoming a little bit more aware of how things are going for you and using it as a tool to help you adjust and reset if you need it. So let me know what other poses you want me to explore and do a mini meditation on. And if you want a physical representation of those poses as well, please let me know. It is such a pleasure getting to share this space with you, and I'm so grateful for you listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the True For You podcast. I would love your help in building this community. Please subscribe and follow True For You wherever you get your podcasts. Let me know what episodes you loved and what topics you would like to hear more about. Please rate the show 5 stars and leave a review if you loved a particular episode. Be proud of yourself today. Go ahead, give yourself a little pat on the back.